Well, we've got great news on the vaccine front. We're heading towards 80% double dose with a bullet. And modelling by the boss of racing, Peter Volandi, suggests we could be there by this Friday, which is a week earlier than expected. So it means from next Monday, October 18, more restrictions are going to ease for the fully vaxxed. Community sport will be back. 20 people allowed to visit your house. No travel restrictions across New South Wales. Masks gone in offices. And if you're at the pub or the club, you can stand up while drinking. It's been an amazing response. New South Wales is at 90.8% single dose, 75.2% double dose. However, not everyone's happy. There's a great old saying, an empty vessel makes the loudest sound. You don't have to be smart to be noisy, in other words. And the anti-vaxxers are making a lot of noise and they're becoming very nasty. When the lockdown ended on Monday, disgruntled anti-vaxxers called it Apartheid Day. A leading blogger posted a photo of a family wearing the Star of David. The woman compared her unvaccinated family to the Jewish community during the Holocaust. It's just brainless. And don't think they act based on logic because they're foolish. And here's the latest example. A man has abused a female staff member at a cafe in Tempe. He went berserk because they were displaying signs asking for proof of vaccination if you're dining in. Have a listen.
Excuse me, what makes you think that I'm going to hand over my medical private information of whether I'm vaccinated or not vaccinated to buy a cup of coffee? Do you see how insanely hypocritical that sounds? That you're actually going to be walking implicitly into segregation. Do you realise how dangerous that territory is as a business owner, madam?
Oh, shut up, you dope. This lady was trying to do a job and the anti-vaxxer marches up to the door and starts unloading on her. All because she's following the rules and only opening for now for the fully vaccinated. And he seems to think he's the Aussie version of Nelson Mandela because he was talking about fighting apartheid, or as he called it, apartheid.
Do you realise how dangerous that territory is as a business owner, madam? Because I do. I'm a business owner and I'm opening up for all. So then instead of it being a apartheid day, it would actually be Freedom Day, wouldn't it?
Yeah, apartheid day he was talking about. So not the sharpest tool in the shed, but he is a tool. And he must be feeling like a big man today, harassing and abusing a female worker just doing a job. We've spoken this morning to the cafe owner, Sally Jaco. She says it's heartbreaking. Why are we being abused when we're just trying to make a living? And not only that, they're trying to avoid a $5,000 fine. And as Tempe's very own Einstein was leaving the cafe, he made this threat.
You can dismiss it all you like, but I'm very powerful and I will come back. Cafe Jaco, don't shock me. Don't shock me, guys.
Yeah, well, he was right about being powerful because as soon as he posted the video online, Sydney responded, but not the way he was hoping. This is so good. As soon as Mr. Apartheid posted his video and named the business, others made their way there straight away to spend their money. The word got out that this cafe had been targeted and the locals rallied. One bloke walked 4Ks to get there, and when he tried to buy a coffee, Sally said, "Oh no, the customer before you has already shouted 10 coffees for the next 10 customers. Others were making pledges online or promising to stop by when they're next in Sydney." The cafe owner couldn't believe it. She's never seen more money go into the cash register. The Inner West Mayor Darcy Byrne showed up. He says, "When I saw this rude, obnoxious video from some anti-vax twerp, I headed down there to buy lunch and leave a tip." Well done, Darcy. Well done, everyone. The mob has made up its mind. We want to get out of this mess, and those who get in the way are pests. So get back in your hole and get the hell out of our way.